Can you believe it? It's the close of 2023 and the opening of 2024.
Yes.
And as I was preparing this message, I took a stroll down memory lane. So I would like to share it with you. Young lady, who, me? Are you talking to me? Yes, I am. And young lady, you need to get rid of that attitude. Well, I was 13, and I'm sure that I rolled my eyes, put my hands on my hip, and stomped my foot.
Yeah.
That was a regular dialogue between me and my mama. Some of you that know me when I was a teenager, you know that.
Yeah, she always won.
Thank goodness she did. I honestly don't know how she dealt with my attitude during those years. I was full of rebellion, pride, disrespect, stubbornness. The list goes on and on and on. But through the grace of God, I was given many second chances to readjust my attitude. This is a good time of year for us to reflect on the year that's ending and to look forward to the new year that begins tomorrow. It's the time of year when we can think about new beginnings, second chances. I like to call it a do-over. Let's take a little time this morning to just consider what a year-end attitude adjustment would look like for ourselves. God gave us free will, and we think and behave according to our own choices. And obviously, in my youth, I was exercising my free will. What's the Bible have to say about our attitudes? Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. These are the words of God. Thanks be to God. Paul writes that we are not to conform to the world's attitudes. We should fit our thinking into God's perfect will, His attitude. And our standard of behavior doesn't look like the world. We don't have to continue doing what we've always done. Some of those people, including myself, would call that a habit. Rather, we are to see the change. And the change has to begin in our minds. It's a conscious effort thinking about how God's way is different from the world around us. This involves a transforming of our thought life. Some may refer to this as a metamorphosis or a complete change, but it involves a renewing of the mind. I found this poem that fits with today's message. We must be willing to give God our heart before any transformation or morphing can take part. If we're to undergo a complete radical change, our thoughts and our ways, God will have to rearrange. To become a new creation isn't something up to us, but by the power of Him and God, we learn to trust. If we are not to be to the world conformed, we must allow in Jesus for us to be transformed. A renewing of our minds is part of the progress, and we must put on the new man and leave the old man behind, giving our all to a renewed mind. Think for a moment about how a renewed mind operates. Is it an attitude that is grateful, gracious, and positive? Well, Christ's attitude was one of servanthood and sacrifice. And He put the needs of others before Himself. And the Bible tells us over and over that our attitude affects our whole life, from our spiritual health to our worship and our ministry for the Lord. Here's some truths about attitude. Happiness is a choice. Some people believe that happiness is a condition. When things are going great, they are happy. When things are going bad, you don't want to be around them. Some people think that happiness can be found in a position or a place. Others think maybe that it comes from knowing or being with a particular person. People and circumstances do not determine our attitude. We choose our attitude. We can allow the Holy Spirit to transform us and to give God gratitude for who He is and what He is doing and does in our lives every single day. If we want to be miserable, then God's going to allow us to be miserable. If we want to be happy, then that's a choice that we decide. But by not choosing, we have allowed our circumstances to influence us. I've been there. That's a miserable place to be. It's like this. Travis lives with me. He knows sometimes I do that. Listen to this quote by Dennis Whately. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, or worn. It is the spiritual experience of living every moment with love, grace, and gratitude. Happiness cannot be traveled to. It can't be owned or earned. How can we give ourselves an attitude adjustment? I know as a young girl I could have benefited from this talk, but I would have had to listen and apply it, accept and surrender, but I was not going to do it. I again was living my free will. Have you ever heard of the term an attitude of gratitude? It reminds us to be grateful for what's in our lives. It's staying focused on our blessings and not our problems. It's being grateful for the constants that God gives us. He gives us so many constants every single day that we can't list them. Here are a few. Peace, grace, forgiveness of sin, hope, mercy. Praise the Lord, right? Maybe consider starting a gratitude journal and just make a habit of acknowledging every single day your given constants from the Lord. Express your gratitude to God musically. I like to sing. I really like to sing in the car. And when I find songs that I like, I take a picture of what the title is, and then I go back and listen to it again. And a lot of times I find myself, when I get so excited, I want to send it to somebody. But a lot of times it's just for me, and I should just relish that moment with the Lord. Psalm 28 proclaims that the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is full of joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. When your heart is full of joy because of how God has worked in your life, sing a song and thank Him for it. Thank the people who have made a difference in your life. Remember those that have given you encouragement, given you some guidance. Those who caring has contributed to your life or have maybe strengthened your faith. Reflect on your family, your friends, your coworkers, other people that you appreciate. Express your gratitude to them. I recently did this. I had a dream about a youth leader that was at my church when I was a teenager. And I found out his current contact information, and I called him and I said, "Hey, Ronald, it's Tina." And he's like, "Hey, girl, what are you doing?" I said, "Nothing's wrong. I just wanted to call and tell you that I had a dream about you. And I wanted to thank you. You made a difference in my life in those teenage years. I was going through a rough patch. I said, and you gave me hope. I said, you prayed for me, you encouraged me, and that moved me in the right direction. I told him, I said, you know, some people, they're just not going to come forward and thank someone because they really don't think that it's going to make a difference. But your faith in Jesus made a difference to me. And here you are, still writing, serving the Lord as a missionary, all around the world, sharing the gospel. Consider your way, a way to pay your blessing forward. You know, there's so many movies about all this feel good, positive, whatever stuff. And it is good, but it has to be done with the right heart. But ask God how to show you to use your, you know, what your resources are, your time, your money, your talents, to help people. Ask God to give you a specific plan to volunteer, contribute, and serve Him in the way that He leads you. We can also adjust our attitude by reminding ourselves that God is in control. And regardless if it makes sense to you or not, that's hard. But faith is necessary for us to have our attitude molded. And having faith in God results in a positive outlook and a determination to obey and serve God. So, keep your faith alive.
Yes.
Choose to approach each day by submitting to the Lord. I've started doing this about five and a half months ago. I got in the habit of when my alarm goes off or I wake up, I would just grab my phone and start looking, or my brain would click on. So I don't do that anymore. When I wake up, I let, oh, I got a little ding.
God calling.
I love it. I like that. Somebody need to catch their phone? No, it's good. It's okay. I say out loud, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every morning. Because if you don't, guess what's going to happen? Your day is going to get a head start on you before your feet hit the floor. So submit as soon as you wake up. A humble heart that is open to correction and surrendering to God is a sure way to adjust your attitude. When we have humility, we trust God, we put our future in His hands. And I love Isaiah 55 that says, His ways and His plans are higher and better than our own could ever be. And, you know, the opposite of humble is pride. And when we have pride, our perception is distorted, and we really don't see things as they are. We're looking through a lens of something that is not real, not truthful. And when we're prideful, we certainly don't see other people's value because we don't see our own flaws when we're walking in pride.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. Joanne did this. We're up here. Yes. What do we miss by being up here?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. We do. When we're humble, we ask for help when it's needed, when we need it. We give credit, credit is due. We are quick to forgive. We are difficult to offend, and we wait on God for our defense. The humble are peace lovers. They're a bunch of Jesus lovers. We serve others. We have a tender conscience when we're humble. And we see and we admit our weaknesses.